Welcome to Anchored Daily, where we daily engage in God's Word and prayer, reminding each other of the only anchor that truly holds.
Hello, Bethel peeps. It's Angie, and I'm here to dive deeper into Matthew 8 with you. There are six different stories in this chapter, covering 34 verses, but I want to focus on verses 1 through 4, where Jesus cleanses a leper. Sometimes we can be quick to think that Jesus just heals our physical or spiritual needs. In this story, it would be easy to focus on the healing of this leper's physical body. But did you ever think about the fact that Jesus cares about our emotional health as well? A lot of people have been struggling with their emotions as this pandemic has stretched on and on. We might feel like we should just suck it up and not admit to anyone that we are struggling. At least that's how I feel sometimes. We just bottle up our emotions and hide them and don't even take them to the Lord in prayer or lament. We might think Jesus has better things to do, like heal COVID or bring peace to the world. While those are no doubt important, we know that we serve an intimate God. Scripture tells us that our Savior knows the number of hairs on our head. If He cares about the mess on our head, He surely cares about the mess in our hearts. We can try to hide, but He knows our deepest hurts and sorrows. To truly get a feel for the heart of Jesus in Matthew 8, we need to start by understanding the social stigma of leprosy, which is an incurable skin disease that eventually penetrates bone marrow and leads to death. To be a leper meant banishment from society, from family and friends, complete and total isolation. A label was placed upon that person for life. That label was unclean. Lepers were required to yell, "Unclean!" if anyone approached them. Unclean was their standing in the eyes of the world. Imagine the sorrow of emotions that came with carrying such a burden. It was this man's condition that caused him to seek Jesus. This leper knew there was nothing he could do to heal himself. He heard Jesus coming, and instead of shouting unclean, he shouted, "Lord!" It seems like the pivotal point in this short story was whether Jesus was willing to heal the leper. Imagine in this moment if Jesus had said no. What if he had walked on and completely ignored the man? Would you be drawn to that Savior? We learn in this short account that Jesus is attentive to all our needs. Jesus knows what you need and what I need. This man needed to be physically healed, but Jesus knew that he longed for even more, to be loved, to be accepted, to be touched. Jesus could have healed him with a word or the snap of his fingers. Instead, he stretched out his hand and touched the unclean man. This is the pivotal point of this story. Jesus knew this man's emotional scars were just as deep as the physical ones, and he came to heal both. Some of us fear how Jesus would react if we threw ourselves at his feet and pled for mercy or comfort from our emotional scars. If we shared our deepest hurts and pains, we fear he'd walk away, or roll his eyes in disgust, or point his finger at us and say, "You need to just try harder." Here's what I want to remind you today. Jesus cares deeply. He wants to heal you from the inside out. Corrie Ten Boom said, quote, "There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still," end quote. Where sin abounds, His grace superabounds. When we feel lost, in Him we are already found. We serve a great big God who can handle our great big hurts. Jesus loves you. Jesus rejoices over you. Jesus is here to strengthen, support, and show you the way forward. Pray with me. Father, we need you. Help us move beyond our shame, our fears, our despair, and lean into you, the giver of life, the giver of hope, the giver of grace, mercy, and truth. In your steady, capable, and unchanging hands, we place our trust. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. Listen in tomorrow as we continue to encourage one another to be anchored, steadfast, and secure in Jesus. If you haven't already subscribed, please do so, because we'd love to continue to dive into God's Word with you. We we'd also like the chance to connect further with you. If you go to bethel.ch, you'll see all sorts of ways to connect, serve, and worship with our church body. Finally, please consider sharing this podcast with your friends by word of mouth or on social media. Have a blessed rest of your day.